here with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Irish people at home and around the world have been celebrating the country's second medal win at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. Last night, 23-year-old County Armagh swimmer Daniel Whiffen won the gold medal in the final of the 800 metres freestyle event, while also setting a new Olympic record. His win came 24 hours after Mona McSharry won bronze in the 100 metres breaststroke. President Michael D. Higgins described Whiffen's win as an historic achievement. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said the swimmer's power and grit under pressure confirmed him as a once-in-a-generation athlete. RT Sports commentator John Kenny described the final moments of the race as Italy's Gregorio Paltrinieri and Bobby Fink of the United States sought to overcome Whiffen.
Here comes Fink in lane two, past Paltrinieri. Has he got enough to get up and retain his title? I don't think so. It's going to be a gold medal for Ireland. In lane number four, Daniel Whiffen strikes gold and wins. The ninth Irish Olympian to win a gold medal. It's a new Olympic record as well.
And on this day, day five of the Olympics, Irish athletes are taking part in badminton, boxing and swimming events. From Paris, Emma McNamara reports.
Later today, Olympic bronze medalist Mona McSharry will be in the heats of the women's 200-metre breaststroke. There are three Irish boxers in action, Tokyo gold medalist Kelly Harrington, Aoife O'Rourke and Jude Gallagher. And later in badminton, Nat Wein takes to the court again. After winning his first two pool matches, he faces Tokyo gold medalist and world number two, Denmark's Victor Axelsen. Emma McNamara, RTE News, Paris.
The Palestinian militant group Hamas has said its political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, has been killed in an Israeli raid on his home in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Hamas described the killing as a cowardly act that would not go unpunished. Hours earlier, Israel said it had killed one of Hezbollah's most senior commanders in Beirut. An investigation is underway in County Westmeath to try to identify the cause of a helicopter crash yesterday afternoon, in which two men died. The aircraft crashed into a farm building at Kilucum, around 7 kilometres north of Kinnegad. Gardaí said one of the men was Irish, the other is understood to have been Eastern European. Ailish Sheehy reports.
The Air Accident Investigation Unit is due to return to the crash site this morning, which is located on a rural farm near Kilucan. Investigators will continue the recovery process of the wreckage. It will then be transported to an examination facility at Gormanston in County Meath. The incident, which happened around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, claimed the lives of two men in their 40s. Local parish priest Father Stan Deegan said special prayers are being said at masses this morning in the neighbouring parishes of Kilucan and Raharney for the men and their families.
The Supreme Court will give its decision this morning on an appeal by Graham Dwyer to overturn his 2015 conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara. The Court of Appeal rejected Dwyer's case last year on all grounds. But the Supreme Court decided to allow a final appeal in relation to issues about the admissibility of mobile phone data evidence. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
Mobile phone data helped to tie Graham Dwyer to Elaine O'Hara's murder, linking him to a phone used to send messages to her and to certain locations. Dwyer successfully argued in the Court of Justice of the EU and the Supreme Court that the legislation under which his data was retained and accessed breached EU law because it was too general and didn't have independent oversight. His appeal against his conviction finally went ahead in December 2022. The appeal court ruled the phone data evidence was not very significant and was properly admitted at his trial. And even if it had been excluded, there was still enough evidence to support his conviction. The Supreme Court agreed to hear this appeal on the grounds that it raised significant issues of general public importance. After a hearing in January, the seven judges will give their decision this morning. In a ruling last month on similar issues, the court dismissed objections to the admissibility of phone data at a criminal trial. If he loses, Dwyer will have exhausted his legal options and will continue to serve his life sentence.
A plan to transform the rail system on the island of Ireland through electrification, additional track capacity, increased speeds and more frequent services will be published today. The final report from the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review sets out a vision up to 2050 and was jointly commissioned by authorities north and south of the border. Our correspondent Laura Hogan.
This report contains 32 recommendations on a short, medium and long-term basis up to 2050. They include a plan to increase the length of the rail network by almost 700 kilometres. And if all recommendations were delivered, an additional 700,000 people would live within 5 kilometres of a train station. New routes would bring trains to the North Midlands through Cavan and Monaghan to Armagh, while the network would also be extended in the northwest from Portadown to Tyrone, Derry and Donegal. The report also recommends that Dublin, Belfast and Shannon airports be connected to the rail network and envisages faster and more frequent services while reducing carbon emissions. The cost of implementing them all by 2050 is estimated to be between 35 and 37 billion euro, and it's envisaged this review will inform investment decisions north and south in the decades ahead.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Warm and mostly dry. There'll be long sunny spells this morning and possibly isolated showers. Cloud will slowly build from the west during the afternoon, bringing patchy rain this evening. Highest temperatures 20 to 25 degrees.